Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast with a very special guest. We have Leanne Bakawi, if I know how to pronounce your name correctly. Welcome to the first episode of your coaching.
Hey.
Okay, so Leanne, how much weight have you put on since you joined the Dream Team Academy?
14 lbs.
So 14 pounds, okay? Now, most people are trying to go the other way, okay? 80% of our clients are trying to lose 25 pounds and plus. You are one of the other 20% who are trying to go the other way, get strong, but you were able to bulk up 13 pounds without any gym equipment, without any gym access, and you were able to do this and keep your abs as well. So tell everyone, how did you manage to bulk up and maintain your abs without access to any gym equipment?
I'm actually having more abs than before. I think the trick is that I'm following my macros. Like from the day one until now, I'm following my macros. I hit my goals every day. I do everything, like not exactly, like sometimes I do balance, of course. I eat things like I like not on my program, but so maintaining my macros is the reason why I'm doing this. I'm having muscles, I'm having more abs. So I guess macros are the secret.
The macros secret. Let's talk about the macros, okay? Let's get into it. This is gonna shock everyone. What's your macros?
It's 2,600, I think now. It was 2,800 or more.
Okay. What was the most we had you at your calories?
200, the all macros?
Yeah, all of the calories, yes.
250 protein.
Yeah.
300 and something for carbs.
Yeah.
And 67 or 76, not exactly. I remember the fat.
Yeah. So that's like 3,000 calories she was on. She's eating like double most of you guys. And she's still, yes. Before joining the Dream Team Academy, like what was your knowledge of macros? Like what did you know about macros? What did you know about protein?
I knew some. Like I heard about how much you need protein. Like you have 1 kilogram. I don't know exactly what's the thing, but I was like following the something on a Safari, something on Google. Like I calculate my macros, my things. But I wasn't like having these results. Like I just was putting fat, like I putting more fat, no muscles. So that was hard.
Okay. So you were trying your best before, but you weren't really 100% sure on what to do specifically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about your training, okay? What specific exercises or workouts did you find most effective over the last 6 months?
I love all exercises first. Like everything, every exercise I did was good. But for me, I feel like leg exercises are the hardest. So the hardest are the best for me. So these was perfect.
Okay. Now, were there any challenges you faced in staying consistent with your routine without being able to go to the gym?
Yes.
What were the challenges?
I had 50 kilograms. Not exactly 50. I had less weights. So the biggest challenge was I couldn't add more weights every time I do a workout. So I was like doing other things like you once told me, do the exercise slowly and this stuff. So it was challenging because in my mind, like I'm not doing more weights. So I'm not really sure if that gonna work, but I trust the process. I trust you. So now I'm gaining muscles.
Okay. I love it. No. Now, can you hear me?
Yes. Now, yes.
Cool. Now, did you have to modify your diet or nutrition plan to support your fitness during a time? Like right now, I can't imagine, like for the podcast listeners living in Palestine right now, can you go outside and buy food or do you order food at home? Like how does it work?
No, we buy food. Okay. We are separated. In Palestine, we have two sides. One side is the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is like another place. Like here we can move, but not freely, but we can move in the West Bank. We can go by, we can, but it's hard sometimes because there's restrictions. The army stop us sometimes. So I get my grocery, like a lot of groceries, so I don't have to go again and, you know, this stuff. Maybe sometimes I can go. So, yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Now, can you share any tips or strategies you use to stay motivated and committed, like, during this time?
Well, something I learned when I started my nutrition course is, like, it was, like, the five-minute action, something I will never forget because I tested it and it worked. It's like the first minutes, 5 minutes, minutes of everything you will do, not exercise, anything, are the hardest. After that, you will crush it. That's for sure.
Like give me an example of that hard thing you do for 5 minutes. Give me an example.
Okay, the warm-up. Like warm-ups. Okay, you go to do exercise and you don't feel like it. So keep in your mind that this warm-up for 5 minutes is the, like, the energy, the motivation you will have. That's something I always tell myself. So I take 5 minutes of warm-up and then I feel like I'm going to crush my workout. So I do that.
What's your warm-up? Tell everyone your warm-up.
I don't take... my warm-up is like the exercises in my program. You put sometimes my warm-up. So yeah, I do your warm-up, some exercises from it. And then I see what I have, like a workout. And I do with lighter weights sometimes. And sometimes I do some cardio stuff so I can warm my body like this.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I agree. So lately, me and Joanna have been training together, Leanne. And she came up to me in the living room one morning. She's like, she points at me. She puts her finger in my chest like, Pat, like, what? Why are you poking me? You need to train me to be a wellness competitor. I'm like, okay, stop poking me. She's like, train me as a wellness competitor. I want a wellness body. I'm like, what, girl, what are you talking? So basically, we created her a program. It took us 4 hours to create this program. So we're driving from Kelowna to Vancouver. And I said, look, let's make this 4 hours productive. So we created a five-day program for her for the next 16 weeks. And one of the biggest things that we're doing right now is spending like a good 20 minutes warming up. So because she trains in the morning and she wakes up late, she finds it really hard to get her nervous system firing up and her blood flow going. So we walk in the treadmill for 10 minutes and then we 10-minute warm up for specific exercises that we're going to do in the gym. And that way, when she's done does her first set, she's ready. She doesn't wake up out of bed, brushes her teeth, goes to the gym and starts. Like, you're not going to get any sort of enthusiasm or momentum going. So, yeah. Okay, very good. Now, what are some, like, for those that don't know, when you first started here and you didn't have any equipment, right?
Yeah.
You were training at home. Give people an idea of, like, what it's like to train at home where you're at right now and tell them the transition you made to making your own gym equipment.
Well, I started with small weights and then... you know, when you start with weights, you want to add more weights, so you get more stronger. So I had my 50 kilogram weights. It helped me, but I do remember that I thought before that of having, you know, I see online that they do a barbell with some rocks. Like, this is something I would do if I didn't have my 50 kilograms at first. I would do anything to have weights at first. So then I had the squat rack you told me about because I couldn't do a squat with more weights. So the squat rack was something I needed, so I did it. And now I'm trying to make more stuff, equipment that will help me with my bench press, with my glute bridge, with my things like deadlifts I'm creating right now.
So you're home crafting your own equipment with, like, yes, your own hands.
Yes. And that's something so nice.
I was with Nancy and Sarah at dinner last week. We were talking about this. I think it's crazy. I remember when I was texting you last year, I'm like, we need to create your own equipment. So I went on Google. I'm like, can you make this? She's like, oh, I don't know, but I think I can. And then a few months later, you made it. I just thought, that's freaking amazing.
Yeah, I'm so proud.
Now, over the journey, what are you most proud of since you joined the Dream Team Academy?
Being consistent, knowing people. I've never felt like I lost hope in people in some point, but Dream Team Academy bring me the hope again of people. I'm building muscles. I'm doing everything I want, my goals. I'm achieving everything. So that's something I'm really proud of.
Mm. You said hope. Yeah. Why has it given you hope?
The Dream Team Academy, The supportive community, the positivity, the people who wants to do something good, better. So that these things are hope.
Is there anyone in the community you want to give a shout out to specifically that has helped you throughout the last 6 to 12 months?
Everyone.
Everyone, okay. I love it. All right. Now, for those that are looking to join the community, join Next Level Coaching, join the Dream Team Academy, do you have any advice for them if they're thinking about joining but they're not 100% sure or they're a bit skeptical of joining something online?
Well, when I joined, well, I don't really have one every time, but when I joined, like, I thank my God every time because I had the money exactly when I joined the Dream Team Academy, because it's like you will feel different. You would be a different person mentally, physically, to the better, of course. Having a coach is something you need. Even if you need a coach. You always say that, and that's true. So do it and start.
Okay, amazing. And apart from getting them to start, if they're like, you know what, I will join. Next month is my month. I'm going to get a job and I'm going to join the academy.
No.
Okay, tell them. Okay, what? Cool. I'll let you stop me. So tell them, how many hours do you work a day? Like how much do you work?
12 hours.
Okay, so why should people stop making excuses and find a way to make money, get some coaching and pay for and invest in their own health and fitness like you do?
Because that's what's life about first. And I don't regret anything in my life, but the first thing and the last thing I regret is that I didn't start sooner, because my health, my body, my mental is the first thing I will think about, nothing more. Nothing else.
Let's say you didn't start. Let's paint a negative picture for people that don't start. Let's say you never started with us. What do you think would have happened if you just didn't do anything?
Okay, so I had a really bad mental health before I started. A really bad mental health. I was not healthy at all. I was a smoker. I was like everything I did, like I was burning my body inside, outside. I didn't want to be like this anymore, and I don't want to remember even like how my life was, and my life now is like completely different. So that's something I don't want to go back.
And to get a better picture, because I think you're so much you're relatable to the Dream Team Academy, right? Because they can all love and cheer you on in the comment section. But for those people that, you know, they don't get it, they don't understand what it's like to live intentionally. They don't know what it's like to have non-negotiable goals. They don't know what it's like to hit their macros and train physically for their mental health and body. They're having these negative thoughts. So what negative thoughts did you have going through your head, like before all of this?
Suicidal thoughts. I hated myself a lot. I was like, I know there's something I should do, but I didn't know what is it. I started because I had some medical problems before. I had like, I was like going to have medical problems, like really bad. So I did it at the right time. It changed my health, my mental health. Like I used to remember that every time I feel bad, I go to work out and then I feel like super happy, more active, with more energy, like I can do another 1 hour of exercises. So that's what fitness do.
Now, what are some of the positive thoughts that you have now? Like you mentioned all these negative thoughts that you used to have. Like what goes through your mind every single day? What are the positive thoughts you tell yourself?
I will reach what I want. I see myself. Like, I see myself, like, in this place that I want to be. I'm not thinking I will be, but I know I will be. I see myself there. So I every day keep thinking of that, and I see that in my head, and that's everything I do.
Well, Leanne, I super appreciate you for not just, like, showing up every single day for you, but showing up every single day for our community. Like, you support, you encourage, you're one of the leaders, and I'm very, very grateful that you've trusted me to coach you thus far, and I can't wait to see what else unfolds for you. So me and on behalf of the Dream Team Academy, we want to say thank you.
Me too. Thank you.
And guys, that is it for the next for the Newbie Gains podcast. If you want to listen to more episodes, make sure you go on my YouTube, because all the testimonials and all the Mindset Monday calls are on my YouTube. So go check that out. And for the rest of you, I'll speak to you on the other side. All right, done. You have a lot of love and support in the in the comment section. I'm going to read some out to you.
Like, I'm so happy.
Yeah. She's now building her own gym. She's so creative. You should. You really are amazing. We love you, Leanne. Running and listening to this makes me run more and faster. We all need a cheering squad. Here we are. You are the best girl. So beautiful, Leanne. You're the best. Such an inspiration. You can tell your smile says it all. I'm so proud of you, Leanne. Positive mind attracts positive energy. And you deserve all the best. Yes, you will get your dreams. Thank you. Thank you, Leanne. You're the best.
That's so good.
You got a love fest in there. The community loves you. So.
Yeah, I love them.
Guys, this is, I think out of all the women that we have, she eats the most food, which is crazy, right? Like, you eat more than anyone here.
I eat a lot, but I don't skip food at all.
Yeah, she is. So, Leanne, that is all. I'll message you after this, because I have something to say. But guys, that is all. Give us some love. Appreciate you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me transform on IG and I'll send you more details.